Stock prices have long been shouted out on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, but that famous scene of traders running around the floor of the exchange strewn with paper is now being transformed to keep pace with the digital age. As of today, the granddaddy of all stock exchanges and the largest market in the world by dollar value is fully electronic. From member station WNYC in New York, Lisa Chow reports.
Working on the trading floor used to be a test of physical endurance.
Running, bumping into people, climbing over people, it mattered before if you were taller or smaller.
Doreen Mogavero has been a broker on the floor for 28 years.
Yeah, but now I don't have to worry so much about jumping over some guy that's, 6'4" to try to get my bid heard.
The New York Stock Exchange has moved to what it calls a hybrid system. Customers can access stocks electronically, and there are still some brokers on the floor to handle transactions, although there are fewer of them, says Mogavero.
People can only do so much. If we want to compete and we want to grow, I need to be able to increase my capacity. And as technology has made it possible for us to do that, we take advantage of that.
Computers add efficiency. Still, Adam Roundtree longs for the old days. He's a freelancer who's been photographing the New York Stock Exchange for 2 years.
They were on their feet, and they were hollering, and they were waving their hands around, and they were conducting trades.
This time, his photograph shows three men sitting, looking down at their handheld computers. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow.